Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. We're on site two.
That was the strangest experience I've ever had in my life.
That was different, wasn't it?
God, I felt like I was embalmed or something. I don't know. Yeah.
It's really... You know what's bad about it? Now there's more tape.
What are you talking about, more tape?
There's more.
I'd say about 15 minutes more.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
That's... Oh, man.
Pain and suffering these people have to go through.
Oh, well, shall we get into the tape then?
They're going to stay on the phone for this?
Yeah, they're supposed to listen.
Why?
They ask me, they just listen. Come on, we're wasting their time. Let's put the tape machine on and do it.
We've made it.
Come on, ready? Okay, here we go.
We've made it.
Here we go. Okay, quiet, here we go. Three, two,
Welcome to Side 2!
Hey, here we are, right here back on Side 2 on Paul Mac Presents, and let's get into the comments!
Once a year, hard-working college students put down their books, put down their papers, and head to Fort Lauderdale to pick up girls.
Wherever you look, skin.
Columbia Pictures presents Spring Break, the time of year when a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of non-stop sex.
250,000 kids here for the sole purpose of partying.
This is the story of Nelson and Adam, two students about to get an education you could never get in a classroom.
Don't you think you're sexy?
What? Are you talking to me?
Yeah!
They learn all the right lines.
Hey, you wanna go for a ride on the back of my hog?
They learn all the right moves.
First, we take off our shoes. Do you want help with your laces?
And eventually, all that studying pays off.
Hey, that chick, with that backseat, we may never see him again.
Spring Break. It's the reason kids go to college in the first place. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
If you go to see The Outsiders for any reason, the best reason is to see the total babes. Pony Boy, Johnny, they were just total babes.
I'm bored with your tape. I want to play Asteroids. Leave me alone.
Come on now. I mean, the guy comes over here to make a tape. He stays in my trunk for 2 hours, and how do you like that?
If he stays in your trunk, it's fine with me.
A little weird, isn't he? Okay, by the way, guys, we're rolling. You want to gather around? We're going to tell everybody.
Yeah, right now, anyway.
Give me a break. That last girl.
Spring Break sounds like my kind of film.
We're going to tell you where we can see Spring Break for all of you interested.
Yeah, where can we see it at? Come on, tell me.
Hey, I don't know. Actually, it's playing out there in the movies, so if you want to go see it, go check it out. Look at your newspaper for local listings. I thought I had a listing here, but I guess I don't. Tony,
not in this week's newspaper, huh?
Not in this week's newspaper. I couldn't find it. So go see Spring Break. I haven't seen it, but, well, it might be an interesting
Spring
film for
Break.
All you teeny boppers and
Spring
young
Break,
girls out there who like to get their thrills off young guys, right?
And pizzas. Everybody likes a pizza this or a pizza that.
You know, usually, you know, if you're a virgin and you make it all the way to college as a virgin,
which is not bad. I'm interested. Wait a minute. Let me hear this.
Well, that's usually when it happens is in spring. That's usually when you get broken.
Give me a break.
Is that why they call it the spring break?
So my trivia question for this week is, in what year did two actors win for best actor? What picture did they play in? What were their names? Last but not least, why did two actors both win the Academy Award in the same year? All right, you want the answer? All right, the year was 1932. The movies were The Champ and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The actors that played in them were Wallace Berry for The Champ and Frederick March for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And the reason why that they both won was because the Academy votes were tied, so they had to give it to two actors. I just thought that you would enjoy this little piece of trivia. So until next week, this is a Trivia Man signing off.
Okay, I have a comment about a movie called Gandhi. I saw it today. It's a really great movie. I think everybody should see it. But you see, it's really long. It's like about 3 hours or something. But it's a really neat movie. I think everybody should see it.
Gandhi, the movie about the man of the century, is being heralded as the motion picture of a lifetime. The best picture of the year, New York Film Critics, National Board of Review. Best Actor, Ben Kingsley. New York Film Critics, National Board of Review, Los Angeles Film Critics.
My name is Gandhi, Mohandas K. Gandhi.
Well, whoever you are, we don't want you here. I suggest you get back on that train before it leaves.
They seem to want me.
There are very few movies that absolutely must be seen. Gandhi is one of them. Jack Crow, Newsweek.
Non-cooperation with evil is a duty, and British rule of India is evil.
The movie of the year, Rex Reed, New York Post. One of the great epic films of all time, Judith Crist.
I am a Muslim and a Christian and a Jew, and so are all of you.
The best film of 1982, Jim Brown, NBC TV Today Show. Gandhi, the man of the century, the motion picture of a lifetime. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Wow, Gandhi is the best movie I've never seen.
Thanks, Dave. We're doing this before the Academy Awards, by the way, and I hope Gandhi wins. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 10. Right, Tony?
Right. I thought it was extra terrific. From a 1 to 10, to me, it's 100.
Oh, okay. We've never seen Gandhi, have we?
I've never seen it, no.
I've seen it. It's a great picture, but he's a really terrific man. Have you seen Gandhi, Dan?
No, I haven't.
As a matter of fact, you stopped playing Asteroids just to listen to that promo, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'd really like to go see the movie. I hear it's really good.
Does Gandhi touch you? Does Gandhi...
That's a personal
Gandhi,
question,
Paul. Gandhi sure won't touch me, that's for sure.
Why? Does Gandhi touch you, Danny?
All the time.
I'm curious now. Danny, who touches you?
Gandhi. Okay, listen. Here's the places you can see Gandhi. It's the most, you can see it in 70mm, 6-track Dolby Stereo at the Hollywood Man Vogue Theater. And all these numbers I'm going to give you in locations are in the 213 area code. The number for the Hollywood Man Vogue is 462-6621. It can be seen at North Hollywood UA Movies at 766-4317. Pacific Northridge Cinema, 993-1711. Sherman Oaks Cinema, 986-9660. And if you want to see the making of Gandhi, it will be aired on Sunday, April 17th on Channel 13 at 8 p.m. Hey, let's get into...
Paul?
What?
When's it coming to cable?
Nick O'Brien. In his world, every dream is a dare. And every day is a gamble. There's only one person who believes Mick O'Brien can make it, and that's himself. Life has pushed him into a corner, and he's coming out fighting. Sean Penn is Mick O'Brien in Bad Boys from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Bad Boys.
All right, apparently Tony and Dan have seen the film here, and, well, you guys have anything to say about Bad Boys?
Dan does.
Dan?
Well, that's not a bad movie if you're into hate, killing, violence, blood,
rape.
Sounds typical of the average bad boy, right?
Well, other than that, it's fun for the whole family, you know.
But aside from the rape and killing and that other stuff, it could be a family film. You're saying?
Not really.
No. Well, you said.
No,
it was.
Actually, it's a pretty violent film. The plot consisted of in juvenile hall.
Yeah.
Is where it mostly, basically took place. Mm-hmm. It was basically about the leader of juvenile hall and how to become the leader of juvenile hall. You know, you have to, beat the heck out of everybody around and what have you.
It was more or less where they made him like a hero.
I see. So they're kind of making a violence seem like it's good, huh?
Right, exactly.
Not the kind of film I'd recommend to see unless you're... into punk rock. Okay, listen, Bad Boys can be seen at the North Hollywood UA Movies, and the number is 766-4317, and here's another movie that can be seen at the North Hollywood UA Movies, and that's Max Dugan Returns. Listen.
Aren't you tired of being spaced out by sci-fi? Grossed out by tales of terror? Blown out by disasters? And cried out by romances? Well, it's time to feel good again. It's time to laugh again. All you need is a little Max Dugan. 20th Century Fox presents Max Dugan Returns. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Well, our favorite trunk hider, Dan here, Danny Boy, has the answer for us, right, Dan? You've seen this piece of film, right?
Right.
Okay, why don't you give us an intellectual answer to what this movie's all about?
Well, it's mainly about some lady's dad who leaves when she's 7 years old and then comes back when she's like 32, and he has $600,000 or something like that, and he decides that he's going to be real nice to the family because, well, it's only the lady and her son, and he's going to be real nice to the family because he's only got 6 months to live. And just goes on and on for that. He's buying him all kinds of stuff, rebuilds our house, and then...
So it just kind of ends like the fairy tale predictable ending, right?
Exactly.
The Verdict, one of the finest pictures of the year. Paul Newman is extraordinary. NBC TV, a certain Oscar contender in the most powerful movie in recent memory. CBS TV, Paul Newman, guilty of committing to film one of his best performances ever. ABC TV, a truly astounding thriller. PBS TV, Paul Newman is brilliant. Time Magazine, a major triumph. New York Daily News. The Verdict, from 20th Century Fox. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
And The Verdict can be seen in Northridge at the Northridge Fashion Center Cinema. And the number there is area code 213-993-0111. Also in Westwood at the UA Cinema Center, the number there is area code 213-475-9441. I saw The Verdict when it first came out, and I'll give that from a scale of 1 to 10, a 7. So remember those words, friends. That's my verdict. And anyhow, it wasn't a bad picture for Paul Newman, and a lot of you calling up now are going to know if The Verdict won any awards, if Paul Newman won, or what have you. So let's find out what The Verdict did, or if we already found out, congratulations.
Hello, is Paul Maxline? Who's calling, please?
Micah of L.A.
Micah of L.A., well, it's good to have you. Do you have anything to say for us this week? Any movies you've seen?
I haven't seen a movie in
You haven't seen a movie in a long before. Time.
Basically called open for a tape.
Well, I know, that happens, but...
That. I don't know.
You got lucky this time. You have real people, and you get to leave your comment, your true feelings, and you can be human. See, there's no just being in the background listening to the... You're going to be on the tape yourself. I mean, you're a part of it.
David, can I talk, please?
Sure.
Hello,
Hi, Mike.
Yeah?
It's Paul Mack here. Listen, what do you think of the line so far?
I think it's a great line.
That's nice, real good. Do you think it's a very intelligent line? I see. Well, hey, wait, hold on, Mike.
Paul.
What?
This is Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard me on one of the tapes? This is Tony, North Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
So do you think it's better when me and Paul are on the tapes together?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, I see. Well, anyway, I'd appreciate it if you could put in some good words for me being on his tapes. We are live, by the way.
Yeah. So I just found out.
So, what do you think of some of the jokes that we pull and stuff like that?
Tony, this is Dan. Mike! This is Dan in North Hollywood.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Okay.
Yeah, you just hanging in there?
A little confusing, but... Yeah.
So, talk to us. Tell us what you think of this tape.
Well, I don't know. What to say about the tape? I hadn't heard it yet.
You'll get a chance next week. This is David Burbank again. You don't seem to have much to say. That's okay. We'll help you along.
Hey,
look,
hey,
there's
hey,
a lot...
Hello,
Mike?
Yeah?
Hi, it's Paul Mack.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay, a little confused now, but...
This is Tony North Hollywood, Mike. What's up? Well, wait a minute. We'll put him back with Dave.
Have you seen any movies, Mike?
Ask the man if he's seen
this
any...
This is Dan North Hollywood, remember? Remember me I talked about
two
minutes ago?
Hey,
Mike?
Yeah?
What are you doing? Are you trying to confuse us here? I'm trying to ask you a decent question. Why don't you answer me? Michael!
Yeah?
Speak up!
We don't like troublemakers here. Now, what's happening? Come on, Mike. The real story. Come on. The true story and nothing but the true story.
Quit beating around the bush, Mike.
Mike?
I'm real confused.
Will you please tell us what you want? What do you want?
Just basically what...
Well, thanks for talking with us, Mike. You sound really together, and you really got a good thing happening.
All right.
Ready for the interview now?
I don't know. I'm too confused for this. Anyway, I'll...
Okay, let's go for the interview. So tell me, what movies have you seen lately?
Last movie I've seen...
Yeah?
Really? Okay, hey, Mike, it's been great talking to you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Mike.
Yeah?
Don't hang up.
Hang up! You gotta get off the tape.
You're gonna miss the interview, Mike. Don't you want the interview? I mean, you called up for an interview, and now you're gonna hang up on us?
Well, what's the story, Mike? Come on. This is Tony North Hollywood again. I mean, let's get it together. I mean, did you see any movies lately or not? Is what the question.
Last thing I saw was Britannia Hospital. And that's...
How many years ago was
that? Hey, Mike! You're sick! You're sick! I don't want you ever call... Get out of here!
Here it comes, a double dose of Disney animation.
Oh, God, zooks!
First, the first motion picture to tell the real story of young King Arthur and Merlin.
The world's most powerful bunga.
It's sword and sorcery at its silliest, the Sword in the Stone, plus a brand new featurette, Winnie the Pooh and a Day for... A Disney double feature that's double the fun. Rated G, general audiences.
Well, that's about going to do it for our April 10th through the 14th edition, 1983, of Paul Mack Presents. What do you think, Dave?
That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Well, I'm going back to the trunk.
Sounds good.
Great. Sounds good with me, too.
Now all we do is sit around and wait for side one all over again.
Yeah.